Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes.
You know, Hugh, people often say they don't have time to write down our recommendations. And I want to let folks in the audience know we do that for you. Just go to the WYPR website, find the Seller Notes page, and every one of our episodes is there, along with a complete list of wines with descriptions. And you can even order right off the website. So it's a lot of fun. And Hugh, it's winter time.
Yes, it is. And I know that I'm spending a little bit of time going through things that I think are appropriate to this. And you did a very specific thing for today's broadcast on some rather robust reds, or wobust weds, as Bugs Bunny would say, or Elmer Fudd, excuse me. Wobust weds. Wobust weds for winter.
Okay. Here's three wines that I think are just going to be great for winter meals. The first one is Rockling Ranch Cabernet Sauvignon from the Hames Valley in Monterey. This is a kind of isolated little valley with its own microclimate. It's got some altitude, great changes in temperature from day to night, so you get some pretty intense flavors. And this is a very good workaday cab sauv that has a really good value. It's only $15.
And that's a deal.
Yeah, it is. Like so many Monterey cabs, there is a tad lean structure going on. And despite this, the wine just got a very, very nice depth of flavor. Let's start with the aroma, classic cassis with notes of biscuits and blueberry jam. The flavors are pretty spicy and vibrant. There's blackberry, cassis, and bitter chocolate. And the tannins are actually quite mild and don't get in the way. So all in all, a very, very nice wine for a big old winter dinner. Now, here's one that just absolutely knocked me out, Hugh. You know I love Spanish wines.
Yep.
And one of the up-and-coming regions is called Toro, just like the bull, T-O-R-O. Well, this is Abelius Louis Toro Crianza from 2016, $22. So I just have to say it's a really, really good deal for that. This is a big, flavorful, delightful red. And I think it's just totally approachable without a whiff of pretense, quintessentially friendly dinner wine. And if you ever wanted to experiment with flavors of dark chocolate, this is a wine for you. The aroma and flavors are nearly identical, black cherry jam, dark bittersweet chocolate. And there's touches of red apple to the flavor. You get the picture. Just a really nice, complex red wine. A lot going for it. I highly recommend it. Now, if you want a super value, pay attention to this one. This is Zinfinity Zinfandel from Sonoma County. Nice name, huh?
Yep.
2017, $15. And listen to what you get. It's a big, spicy, juicy Zin. And when you talk about Power Zin, this is a really good example. The aroma features an exotic berry jam, vanilla toffee, a little bit of milk chocolate. And on the palate, the wine opens with a burst of spice followed by smoky berry flavors. You have a lot of red apple notes, tart cranberry, and a touch of alcohol on the finish. In short, very powerful, complex Zin. Perfect for that big old winter meal that you want. And Hugh, like I say, we're going to put all of these on the website so people can look them up and order them right off the website. It's super convenient. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.